Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. We'll hopefully have a little better luck with our phones this hour. Give us a call at 866-444-3478, and we'll continue talking about things that should be being done in your garden and are being done in mine to a degree. Do as I say, not as I do in some cases. But we've been pretty good about doing what we recommend lately. One of the little jobs that's very important at this time of the year is to get the ground cover and the vines away from the bases of trees. It's one that I can't overemphasize, because when the ground cover is up tight to the base of trees, you can't see what's going on with the flare, and that flare may be covered with soil and or mulch. Well, and you know it's covered with vines and ground cover, and you don't want that. So pulling that material back so you can see the base of the trees is something for right now, since there aren't quite as many other things that you need to be doing. Great time to do it. You may have to do it again in the summertime as well, maybe a couple of times a year. And you'll be surprised at what a difference it'll make to the vitality of your trees, how well they'll do compared to leaving them buried in ground cover, soil, and mulch. We've got a lot of callers, so I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone lines. We'll see how the phones are working now. And then we'll work in a few of these other points about gardening as we go. And if you called, Mary Rose told people to call back in about 5 minutes. Call back in, and if you were on hold earlier, let her know, and I'll try to get to you as quickly as I can. Sean in Hazlitt, Texas is first up. What's going on?
Good morning, Howard.
It doesn't sound like we've fixed anything, but go ahead, Sean, and we'll try to get through this.
Okay. Just put down the corn gluten a couple weeks ago due to the problem we're having, or the weather kind of going warm on us early. And I was wondering if you think I did that too early.
Well, the corn gluten meal timing that we normally publish and talk about and everything is February the 15th. This year, it's not uncommon. We've had, 75 degree weather already, a week or so ago. And so when you've got that roller coaster weather going on, and you have a period of a number of days where it's nice and warm air, and the soil starts to warm up and the sun shines out, things will start germinating. And if the weed seed have already germinated, putting out the corn gluten meal will not give you any herbicidal value. It'll give you fertilizer value, but it won't give you any pre-emergent herbicidal value if the stuff is already out. On the other hand, the reverse of that is, we're a little earlier than February the 15th, and putting it out now, it may be 3 weeks or so before we have warm enough weather, or 4 weeks before we have warm enough weather for the weeds to be germinating. And that's having the corn gluten meal down too long, if that's the case. So there's nothing you can do. It's a guess. It's a guessing game. The people that use the chemical pre-emergent herbicides have the same issue, really. So it's just a matter of rolling the dice and hope you hit it at the right time. The only other thing you can do, and some of the contractors that do organics do this, they'll put out more than one application. They'll put out one application, and then they'll do another one in a couple of weeks. I don't have too much of a problem with that, other than if you overdo it, you will have put out too much nitrogen in an organic farm. Plus, you've got the cost aspect as well. So you probably are okay putting it out the way you did. You'll get the fertilizer value at the worst, and not get the herbicidal value.
Sounds good, Howard. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Good luck. Let's go to Margaret in Centerville, Texas. Hi, Margaret.
Good morning. Oh, I hear an echo when I'm talking.
Yours sounds better than anybody else so far. So,
well, good. I can deal with it on this end. I want to pass on two things when you were talking about Roundup and the GMO, Waldo, that I am hearing a campaign on the radio about the fact that it has been proven that Roundup causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and they're telling people to call in to a certain number if they have been diagnosed with that.
That sounds like a class action lawsuit trying to get going, but yeah, they...
It is that.
Yeah, they've proven the link not only to cancer, Margaret, but also to Parkinson's disease and all kinds of other serious degenerative diseases. And the one that is the most worrisome in many ways is autism. There is a very, very strong link to autism in children.
Well, and the other thing is when she was saying don't buy the food, well, for animals, it is not possible to avoid buying the food. And I have raised horses, and my older ones die of cancer of the testicular cancer anyway. And she was saying it goes to those organs. And that is happening ongoing. The other thing, my question is that with round bales, it is not possible to get round bales that have not been chemically fertilized. So in the areas where the round bales are, have been, what can I do with that area to,
to detox? We have a detox program, and it's on the website. It's in the library. Everything's in alphabetical order there. So you go to the library and go to soil detox or just detox, and it tells you the whole thing. Basically, what it is to put out some kind of a fine textured carbon material, either activated charcoal or a humate, and then you do you put out a little bit of orange oil, and then the rest of the amendments are just the same basic organic amendments that we use, you know, in general bed preparation and fertilizing. But the first two steps are the fine textured humate and some orange oil, and you can decontaminate things very easily. It's just that, you know, we're having to deal with this on an ongoing basis, so those things need to be part of your regular program.
Right. I've had humate in a bag, in a big bag, like dried molasses. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, just those things come in
all over that?
Yeah. The thing that you need to know is that humates come in a variety of textures. Some of them are like a heavy, coarse sand, and some of them are almost like talcum powder. And the talcum powder ones, the ones that are the finest texture mixed with water and sprayed on, are the most effective.
Oh, okay.
Any of them will help, but the finer the texture, the better.
Okay. Well, on the areas where, of course, there's the old hay debris, is it better to rake that up and put the stuff on a pile, or just spread it all over the area?
You'd probably neutralize any contaminants in them by putting it in a pile, bringing the temperature up to 140, 150 degrees, which is what you'd get if you have a good mixture of protein and carbon materials in the compost pile. That would help to neutralize any contamination more than just leaving it out on the ground.
Okay.
It would break down, and your organic program, the detox application, would break it down, but it would be faster and more thorough if it was done in a compost pile that's hot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That'll be done. One more thing, if that's possible,
sure,
that I have just got a load of wood chips from a sawmill, and because my area is sand and the sand has been washed away, there are areas where there's just bare sand, and the wood chips, to keep the sand from hopefully washing away, have been put out on top of that. What else can be done to help grass come back from that?
Well, wood chips are all carbon. You're all cellulose, all carbon there, and no protein. So what you need to put out is some kind of protein source, which can be manure, manure-based organic fertilizer, some kind of green material, some kind of sugar would help. You see what I mean? You need the protein.
The dry molasses on the wood chips?
Yeah, you can put dry molasses out on the chips and on the ground, too. That help. But you just need to have something that's protein, something that's nitrogen to counteract the total carbon product that you've put out.
Okay.
All right, we're going to have to run.
Wood chips.
Hope, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, having fun with the phones today. Back right after this.
XO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminator air freshener. It's non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try XO Odor Neutralizer. XO has an exclusive offer just for Dirt Doctor listeners. An 8-ounce pump spray and a 16-ounce refill bottle for only $19.98 with free shipping. Go to exocorp.com/dirtdoctor or call 800-442-9696.
Are you waking up each day to the life you have to live or to the life you want to live? Better health shouldn't be left to chance. Smart choices to living longer and stronger include making Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract a part of your daily routine. For years, medical researchers have recommended adding Kyolic to the diet as a powerful tool to enhancing overall heart and immune health. Recent clinical studies at UCLA Medical Center using Kyolic suggest that garlic may slow plaque formation in the arteries and support healthy cholesterol and homocysteine levels. Previous research also shows Kyolic may enhance your immune system defenses. Kyolic is organic, odorless, and the only antioxidant garlic supplement available worldwide. Maintaining a healthier you could extend your life. Your wellness begins with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com, that's KYOLIC.com, or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
The Kills All product is a glyphosate product. It's the same active ingredient as Roundup. So I hope Wayne was still listening. In fact, I think he had maybe another question if he wants to call back. But in both cases, getting away from the product, Kills All and Roundup, both glyphosate products, and going to either vinegar or fatty acid or one of the natural organic herbicides would be a much better way to go, especially in the situation that he talked about there. Let's go to Sherman, Texas now, see what the phones are up to with Gail. Hello, Gail.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good. I really called about a shopping guide. It's a non-GMO. It's put out by Responsible Technology. The gentleman who started it founded it in 2003, his name is Jeffrey Smith. But the shopping guide can be downloaded and printed off. It has every category you can imagine. It includes even things like pet products, planting seed, animal feed. So,
well, that's the institute that she was talking about, Responsible Technology. But they have a list of the bad stuff and then good things too, or both there.
Basically, it's non-GMO only.
Non-GMO stuff, okay. Mm-hmm. That's probably something we need to do a newsletter about and pass on to everybody.
Yeah,
let them know about it.
Wonderful. I've downloaded it myself. I've used it, and it's he's done a great job.
Okay. I appreciate the tip. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's see what Carl is up to in Farmers Branch. Hello, Carl. Carl, you there?
Yes, here I am.
What can I do for you? Well, Carl just dropped off. Boy, I'm sorry, everybody. This is pretty frustrating. There are ghosts in the system. Give us a call back, Carl and Wayne. If you had another question, give me a call back and we will talk. One thing that came up on trees that I wanted to bring up, and this will give me a chance to do that as the phone calls come back in here, related to tree deaths, there is a fungus that you will see on trees from time to time that will be gray and then turn a completely black material, and it'll be indented into the tree a little bit. And it's called hypoxylin canker. And it's actually, there's a total misconception about what it is. There are people that say, go out and diagnose a tree problem and say it's hypoxylin canker that's killing your plants, and there's nothing you can do about it, or they'll tell you to spray a fungicide or something. It doesn't do any good to treat hypoxylin canker. Hypoxylin canker is the final death angel that comes into a tree to push it, take it out, to kill it. And it's not the cause. It's not a cause at all. It's a result of something being really wrong with the tree, some other issue of the tree being watered too much and the root system has died, contamination of wrong kind of fertilizers or too much fertilizer or something like that. Having the base filled on, the trunk flare covered, can lead to rot inside a tree and move up and create that final step of hypoxylin canker. You can have a hypoxylin canker in a perfectly healthy tree, for example, on a limb that's down low in a forest or in a landscape where that limb is not getting enough light anymore, and it's just dying through natural attrition, and the hypoxylin canker will be the final thing to show up. So it's really incorrect to say that hypoxylin canker is killing your trees. There's always something else that's the issue, and the hypoxylin canker, this gray and black stuff, shows up on down the, right at the end to finally push the tree over the edge. Let's see if we can keep Carl on the line this time in Farmers Branch. Hello, Carl.
Hey, hello. We're having fun today.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, got some pots out in the front of the house, uh-huh. And they dry out very fast. During the summer, I assume it's just sunlight. But this year, I put in some pansies, and it's showing signs of drying out very quickly, even during this mild weather. Anything I can add to it to make them a little bit more holding moisture?
Yeah, sure is. Do you remember what potting soil you used in the first place?
Regular black gumbo with some lava sand and some green sand and some compost.
Okay, now this was in pots or in beds?
Pots.
Okay.
The stuff in beds seems to keep moist for a lot longer.
Okay.
Like 3 days longer.
Well, putting the black soil into containers doesn't work very well, except in one scenario, and that is to use a potting soil that's what we recommend is a compost-based potting soil, not a peat moss-based product, and then adding a little bit of the native soil into it, less than 10%, a very small amount into it to inoculate it with the native soil organisms, microorganisms.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a whole lot of clay in it, it ought to be holding too much water instead of drying out too fast. But normally in potting soil, what we do to create a better water-holding situation is to add rock minerals. And the best rock minerals, the best one for sure, is lava sand. Lava sand holds moisture at just the right level longer than anything you can use. But the other rock minerals like azomite, Texas green sand, or just green sand, granite, decomposed granite or granite sand, all of those kinds of materials like that, zeolite will even help to hold moisture for you at a really nice level for a longer period of time. So you might want to start over and have a...
He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard back with you, and we have Carl still with us, so we're going to check back with him. Carl, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead.
So basically, Lavastan and zeolite are two ingredients that would be good to add?
Yeah, any of the rock minerals added to potting soil will help with the water retention and also just general nutrient availability. But lava sand itself is the material that holds moisture more so than any other product. You can dump a pile of lava sand on the driveway in the spring and dig into it in the fall, and it'll still be moist inside. It actually has the ability to pull moisture right out of the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
A side note, I've been using the organic program for some time. I still have green St. Augustine in my yard.
Yeah, it's the weather's been kind of crazy this year. There's a lot of that around, but the organic program does do some things like that to give you a little bit more protection against freeze damage.
Okay.
Appreciate your call.
Do you have a recommended compost brand name?
Well, the one that is in bags that, and they are an advertiser of us, is Black Cow. Comes in a yellow bag, and it's a real good quality product. And there's some others out there as well, but you might give that one a try and see how you like it.
I like it in general. I just haven't used it as a potting soil mix.
Well, the potting soil mix, there are some potting soils on the market. If you look at the ingredients, they'll say that they have compost instead of peat moss in them. And there are several in that category. And if you can't find that one of those, you can get one that has peat moss and just add the compost to it and the rock minerals to the mixture and create your own mix.
It's just some of the bags that say compost. I've tried those and found out that they contain pieces of wood that were very recognizable.
Yeah, there's some composts out there that are not good at all. So when you run into that, take it back and get another one, you know, shop around till you get one that is smells good, is composted properly, and doesn't have those kind of things in the mix.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
And that almost sounded good. Let's see what John's up to in Chicago. Hi, John.
Good day, Dirt Doctor.
Yes, sir. Well, it was sounding great, and now he's just not there anymore. Are you there, John?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he bought 40 Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
Plants, and we put them in, and we 38 of them grew to be very large plants, and they were just, the stems were just covered with Brussels sprouts, but they only grew to about 3/8 of an inch. They weren't even worth harvesting. What do you need to do to make them larger?
What's your fertility program, John?
Well, I have a rototiller, and I rototill it, and we put leaves down in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And after we put the Brussels sprouts in, I put like a Miracle-Gro material on them, and they grew to be huge plants, but the Brussels sprouts were extremely small.
Okay.
Well, are we missing some type of nutrient?
Yeah, Miracle-Gro is not a product that I recommend. It's a synthetic fertilizer. And so, you know, you need to get away from it and get yourself some organic fertilizers. And in Chicago, I don't know which stores exactly have a good selection. You can just call around and find some that, you know, give a real positive, have a positive attitude about organics. And then they'll probably have several choices. And you just switch over to some dry organic fertilizers. And then the liquid form of fertilizer we recommend is called Garrett Juice. And if they don't sell it, you can make it yourself, because the formula is on our website and it's in my books and, you know, available to anybody anytime. It's basically compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. And it will help. It will do a very good job of your specific problem there of helping the buds set and then the Brussels sprouts develop into a nice large size and have good flavor and everything else. You just need to get into the organic way of doing things.
So where do you do with the tea? You put it around the base of the plant, or
no,
do you pour it on the plant?
You spray it on the foliage. You can put it in little hand quart sprayers and or a little 1-gallon pump-up sprayer. And you can drench it onto the soil and into the roots also. It's good on the foliage and in the soil for the roots.
Now, the organic fertilizer, is that just mulch type stuff that you put around the under? Oh, that's the other thing. I use fine leaf mulch, and I put it around each one of the plants.
Well, that's fine. Your plants just need a little bit better and different kind of fertility.
Okay.
Organic fertilizers will range from things like corn gluten meal, which is a protein part of cornmeal, to blends that have animal manure products, feather meal, blood meal, bone meal, you know, various kinds of ingredients. And you'll see on the label that it's all natural kinds of ingredients and not chemicals. And
so how much of that should I put around the base of the plant after I plant it?
We use about 2 pounds per 100 square feet. We fertilize the soil. We fertilize the whole garden.
Oh.
not just put fertilizer right at the plant. You can do that, but it's better just to fertilize the entire bed and figure it out to be somewhere around 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet or 2 pounds per 100 square feet. And you'll be off and running. You'll see that the improvement in the growth will be, you know, the very first growing season. You can do it now for this spring's crops.
Well, spring comes in late March and early April around here.
I understand, but you can get ready. This will give you time to shop around and find some stores that carry some of these organic things that I'm talking about. And if they don't carry them and if they have some interest, you can tell them to contact us at dirtdoctor.com, and we'll help line them up with distributors that can help them with the products.
Well, I sure do appreciate it, and may I say I listen to your program all the time, and every time I listen to it, I pick up one or two good tips. And thank you very, very much for being on the air.
Well, John, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Talk
Bye.
To you soon. Bye-bye. And we've got open lines for you now all of a sudden. I know it's been a zoo today phone-wise, but if you tried and something happened, or if you haven't tried yet, it looks like we've got things halfway working now. So give me a call at 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. And for those that are new listeners and just getting into the organic thing, like John, he didn't quite understand exactly what the difference was with what we recommend. We don't recommend synthetic fertilizers, and that means the dry stuff that are basically salts in bags, and they have the big numbers, the big MPK numbers on the bag. We don't recommend them, and we don't recommend the blue-green soluble things like Miracle-Gro. Those are synthetic products, and they're not on our recommendations either for a lot of different reasons. Garrett Juice is a mixture that you can buy a commercial product. They're available through the normal distribution system if your retail store is just open to bringing them in. And if that's not the case, like I said, the formulas are on dirtdoctor.com. Garrett Juice formulas and other formulas are there for you all the time. Other liquid mixtures that people use that aren't the full Garrett Juice mixture, things like fish and seaweed and various other mixtures. And they're fine. It's what we used to recommend. But we found that when you add to the fish and seaweed, the compost, the vinegar, apple cider vinegar, and molasses, the sugar, that everything just works a lot better. So if you're using an organic liquid product that doesn't have all those ingredients, just add the ones that are missing, and voila, you've got the entire Garrett Juice mixture, which will help you fertilize the plants and also help to set buds and have a better flower display and also be better for the food production of whatever you're growing. And then, of course, the other thing that we've talked about or tried to talk about in the beginning of the show is the herbicide part of it. We don't recommend Roundup. That product has been marketed more beautifully than any product ever to be, you know, non-toxic and goes away when it hits the ground and all that kind of thing. And all of that's untrue. There's no truth to it at all. It is being found, the glyphosate, the active ingredient in the product, is being found in places where it's never been used, in the water and in the tissue of animals and everything else, and it is a serious, big, gigantically big problem, especially since it's used so heavily. One of the things that Diane Baines and I didn't get into talking about was the fact that since the GMO technology has come into play, one of the things that Monsanto and those people bragged about was that it was going to create a situation where less herbicides would have to be used, less chemicals would have to be used. What's happened is just the opposite. The amount of chemicals, especially the glyphosate herbicides, have been increased in use tremendously since this GMO technology. So what we recommend in the herbicide category, the things that I've talked about already, the vinegars, the fatty acid products, the essential oils, the proper kind of tools, proper kind of mulching. In other words, a whole different thought process about how you do gardening and landscaping. Moving in the right direction. Things are definitely moving in the right direction. And people talking from the medical standpoint, from a health standpoint, are really starting to address all these things and talk about the relationships and heavily recommend organic and grass-fed meats and all the things that we recommend and talk about here all the time, getting away from these contaminations. But the organic program is there for you if you want to get into it. And if it sounds complicated, understand, anything new sounds complicated at first. You know, it's a paradigm shift. It's a different thought process. We don't simply stop using the chemicals and start using the organic tools at the same rates and at the same time and all that. We step back and we come up with a completely different approach. And that different approach starts at a different time. We start gardening earlier in the year. We start putting out the first major fertilization, for example, now in January and February. People have been putting out the first major fertilization, especially in the South, here for a while. The second one will go out in early summer and June 3rd in the fall. And then timing on other things varies a little bit, too. We talk about all that right here. Don't go away. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back, and we're going to go to North Central Arkansas and talk to Lance. Hello, Lance.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
I've got a question about pruning my fruit trees.
Okay.
And once I prune them, if I could take those cuttings and possibly root them to replant them again.
Oh, well, interesting questions. First of all, the pruning of fruit trees is ideally done, Lance, as late as possible in the winter before the buds start to swell, what we call pink bud stage.
Yes,
so
sir.
Pruning them now would be ideal because they're going to start going into pink bud stage here pretty soon. Can you root those cuttings? The answer is yes, you can root any plant from a cutting. You just have to know how to do it. You have to know the timing, and sometimes there's a little trick about giving the cuttings a period of cold, a treatment of some humic acid or some other kind of an acid, just like propagation from seed. Some of the cuttings require a little bit a different treatment to get them to have a good percentage of rooting. I don't know exactly. I've never rooted peaches from cuttings, but yes, it can be done, and you'll just have to experiment around with what's the best time to do it, and should you soak them in something before they go into the material, and is it best to use a potting soil or some perlite? A lot of things will root easier in perlite, a nice clean perlite, than they will in potting soils, and some are just the reverse of that. You see what I mean? There's all kinds of
yes,
different possibilities. The other thing you need to know, though, is this. All the fruit trees, for the most part, of the common stuff, peaches, plums, pears, and that, are hybrids. They're grafted. There's a top part of the plant grafted to a rootstock, and the rootstock is usually, you know, some real tough plant that doesn't produce fruit very much, but it's just tough as far as staying alive and growing and keeping the top alive. So when you make a cutting, you're getting a plant when it roots that's the top of the plant and the roots that would have been on the top of that part, not the part that it was grafted to. You see what I mean?
Not a hardy, yeah, not a real hardy.
May not be nearly as hardy. That's exactly right.
Yeah,
but it's
I've got apple and I've got pear trees, and well, I hate to just cut them, do the pruning, and throw them away. You know,
it's best to just do that. Go ahead and chop it up, use it as a mulch, and buy new fresh fruit trees that have been grafted properly, and you know exactly what you're getting. This is the same thing we tell people if they ask me if they can grow an orange or a peach from the seed. And I say, yes, absolutely, but you don't know what you're going to get because you don't know who the parents are.
Yes, sir.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I appreciate it, and I love your program. It's really informative. Learned a lot.
Well, thanks for calling, Lance. Talk to you again.
Thank you very much. You have a good day now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let's go to Regina and listening on WCPT, Charlotte, Illinois. Hello, Regina.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I have two questions for you. One is the classes I've gone to at University of Illinois Extension offices and things now are saying that we should not rototill because it just basically goes to the level of where the weeds are and makes weeds more prevalent in your garden. The other one is I wondered how you feel about using straw, the straw bales for gardening.
Okay. Well, it's interesting they're not recommending rototilling. I don't either. Once you get the bed in good shape, talking about, you know, in landscaping, you're putting something in there that's permanent, so there's no reason to till it again unless you tear it all out and you're going to completely replant it. You're putting something in there that's permanent. In a vegetable garden where you have annual crops, what we recommend is to prepare the bed and to use rototilling or stirring it with a turning fork or doing the stirring with an air spade, so that you mix the amendments, compost, rock minerals, and sugars together with the native soil. I think the native soil is a very important part, and so you have to stir it together to get it productive. Build 4-foot-wide beds, and then stay the heck out of them. Don't ever till it again, because once you build a healthy garden and you don't walk on it and recompact it, it's going to get better and better and better. You might rough up the surface a little bit, you know, just so it's not glazed and you get the knock out the little weeds that might be trying to get started during periods of the bed being bare. But if you build a bed 4 feet wide so you can work 2 feet from each side, there's no reason, you know, to walk out in it, and so there's no reason to be tilling the bed every year. And the tilling not only has an effect on weeds like they were telling you in the class, but the tilling also disturbs beneficial microorganisms that like to live at different levels in the soil. So I agree with no tilling once you get the bed in good shape.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
The other thing was, what'd you say? Hay bales?
Yeah, the bales for gardening.
Don't mind it, but there's a couple of drawbacks, and here they are. One is that hay, if it's Bermuda grass hay, has a real likely chance of having contamination from herbicides.
Okay.
Picloram and clopyrrolid that don't break down very fast at all, even when they're composted. The other thing is you kind of limit the space that you have. And the hay bales finally disintegrate, and you got to redo it. If you're gardening in the ground with the techniques that we recommend, you know, of working into the native soil, these organic amendments, you do it one time, and you're set to go, and there's less work. There's an economics to it, and you don't have that herbicide contamination
worrying
risk.
Worrying about that.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your help. And